This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, the relation between the ethics and belief in Islam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the relation between the ethics and belief in the Islamic lifestyle. We know that in Islam, it is very much emphasized on the ethics, as far as it is emphasized about the iman, which is belief, that we must have a firm belief. And we cannot get the firm belief unless until we have a good ethic. We reach to a level where our morals are high. We are having the ethical. We are dealing with the people according to the ethics and nicely. So this is very important that a person who is a true believer, if he wants to get to the high ranks of iman, it can be obtained through ethics, through akhlaq, through husni khulq, the good way of dealing with the people. And this is only happens when you are a true believer, because when we are God-fearing, we have taqwa, when we fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we follow His teachings that are said in the Quran, then obviously we see that someone who is a proper follower of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is a true follower, who is following the teachings of the Quran, he tries to be the best amongst the people. And when he is the best amongst the people, he automatically becomes the one who is purified. He becomes the one who is in the high ranks of beliefs. He had a good iman and he's a true mu'min, a true believer. Therefore, it is necessary to strive for the ethics in our lifestyle so that it can take us to the higher levels of iman and the belief, and we'll become a true believer, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the relationship of ethics and belief. We know that if we are good in ethics and if we can go towards the best of ethics, we will be the best in belief and we will be a true believer. Why? Because there is a direct relation between them. And the relation is that the nations whose youngsters or young generation has iman, they have the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in them. They never wanted this light to be darkened or changed to the darkness. Therefore, when we see such people, when we see such generations who have the ethics, they are in the high ranks of iman, and therefore we see generosity from them. We see courage in them. We see justice in them. We see chastity in them. And we see patience and steadfasting against all the difficulties in their life in them. And therefore they never leave these things. They never leave their chastity. They never leave their generosity. They never leave their courage and justice. And they are facing the difficulties with the patience. We can see, for example, that the riots that happens in different countries when people want to have some kind of protest against something. Therefore, we see that those who are with the iman, those who are at the high ranks of the iman, they are doing their protest with the courage. They are doing their protest while having the chastity. But unfortunately, those who do not have ethics in them, who lack ethics and morals, and they have vice morals in their life, what we see is they want to take off their veil or the hijab. They talk against the hijab. They talk about the Islam and they talk against the Islam. They make fun of the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this shows us, this characteristics which they have, it shows us that they lack in akhlaq, they lack in moral ethics, they lack in iman, because the one who has iman, he has the generosity, has the courage, justice, chastity, and patience. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/en/call-of-islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.